And my guest is Sasha Herriman from North Curry, who every year puts on one or two music theatre shows in and around the county town, sometimes there in the museum or around the museum, around Castle Green or in the brew house. The last one, I think it was, Sasha, was Mrs. Noah and the Flood. Is that right? Or Mr. Noah and the Flood? No, Mrs.
Definitely Mrs. Noah. Definitely. Yes, I'm a very strong feminist. That so the last big show was Mrs. Noah and the Flood, and that was at the brew house. And then we also went up to London with that one. That was based on the story of the flood, and it happened to coincide with the floods down here.
Brilliant. What better promotion could you get?
Better promotion.
And the floods being right on your doorstep, living where you live.
Absolutely. So we smiled happily when the
Excellent
floods came.
No,
that's
work.
A terrible thing to say, but you understand me.
Any publicity is good publicity, I
yes
say. Sasha's background, you used to be a news presenter on CNN, that's right?
Yeah, once upon a time. So my previous incarnation, I used to work in the news and the media, and I worked for Sky, Channel 5, CNN, doing news presenting and doing features and so on. And then we left London and decided we needed to move to Somerset to be with family, change of life. And I just wanted to focus on doing music theatre, which I'd always been doing. But finally, I had the opportunity to devote all my time to doing it, which was fantastic.
And obviously, you've got kids as well, so family life is a big part of your life. So doing one or two shows a year, it probably just works out quite well for you, doesn't it?
It does, and also that the shows tend to have a slightly extended run. So what we do is we build up a show, and then we find locations to put that one specific show on. So the most recent show that we've done was called Barcode Angels, which was a cabaret show about three fallen angels who go to a rehab clinic and sing lots of interesting songs. But that had a little run.
See, I love the twist that you put on this stuff, and you do it every year. So I'm quite intrigued to hear about the new one, which we'll talk about in a moment. Why do you go down the route of choosing stuff from the Bible?
I often do stuff from the Bible, not always, but we often have those kind of themes because they resonate with what people know and what they're familiar with culturally. I myself am agnostic, but by tradition, I'm brought up in an environment where all these references are around us all the time. So they're things that people understand, even if they don't have any religious background. And they have great value when you're telling a story, plucking themes from different areas of our culture and knotting them together. People take those familiar things and understand what you're talking about.
Does it ever upset people the way in which you approach a certain part of the Bible, for example?
No. No, we've never upset anybody. Mm. People are usually fascinated by our take on things. We've taken a lot of our shows into churches and done them. And what we tend to do is try to stick to things that are culturally and biblically correct. We do question things, but we take the stories. We take the characters, like Mrs. Noah. Actually, she hardly existed in the Bible at all. So we take the little bit that was there and then we build on it and we create a character around it.
How did that show go? Because you obviously took it to London. Now, to get something into London, obviously the show was quite successful.
Yeah, it was really good. It sold out here in Taunton, and it sold out when we were up in London, and it went very well. And then we're also taking it now into schools for workshops. So looking ahead, what we're going to do is record the music for that show, because it's a children's musical effectively, and we'll be taking it into schools so that schools can buy the track and then they can produce the show, their own version of the show.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, you operate under the name of The Bluebirds. Your colleague can't be with us today. So tell us about this new presentation that we're doing, Nisingbeth.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So the new show that we're doing, it's called Nisingbeth or When Anna Met Virginia. And it's on at the Brew House, and it starts on Friday the 17th of February, and it's also on Saturday the 18th of February at the Brew House. We're doing three shows over 2 days, but then it's touring throughout Somerset, and we're also going up to London. So it's touring right through until May at different theatres. It's about Queen Elizabeth I and her African queen contemporary, Anna Zinga of Ndongo and Matamba. So these two queens, who are both amazing women, they both rule for 40 years, they're in patriarchal societies, they're both warrior queens, they control and rule in very adverse situations, but they manage to stay at the top of their game, and they both die natural deaths, so they're not bumped off by anybody. I took these two remarkable figures, and after sort of chatting with my friend Gloria Lawrence, who runs Story Tree, we thought, yeah, why don't we both inhabit these roles? Now, Gloria, she's black and I'm white. And so we decided we're going to take these two queens and we're going to put them in a head-to-head. What would they say if they met? what things would they talk about? Now, we know they talk about lipstick, and we know they talk about men, yeah. makeup, hair, wigs. We know they're going to talk about wigs. So both the women are wearing amazing wigs.
Clothes,
a bit of wig
shoes,
swapping.
That kind of thing.
Exactly. And the costumes are amazing. They've been designed by a guy called Andy Peacock, who runs something called Stitching Business up in London. Mm-hmm. And he's designed for Katy Perry and Gokwan. And he's designed for the Bluebirds for quite a few years. So we've managed to stay in with him, and he's really nice and makes us beautiful costumes, but doesn't make it too expensive for us.
I have to say, the photos on the flyers and the posters are amazing. You look really evil.
I am really evil. It's a face that my children will recognise
yeah,
very well.
I was going to say.
It's my war face.
Wow, yeah. It looks really, really good. It looks like a lot of fun as well.
It is funny. I mean, it's about these two women, but it is a lot of fun. So we're sticking to historical accuracy. We're taking facts, so it's educational. We will actually be taking it into schools and doing workshops as well throughout the first couple of months. So it's historically correct, but it's also a lot of fun. There's a lot of music. It's a real mashup of music. So we're taking African drumming, we're taking Tudor music, we're mashing it up. Music's been designed by a guy called Ben Talami. Whole thing's directed by a guy called Phil Kingsland John from Four of Swords Theatre. We're taking together the music, mashing it together. So we get things like green sleeves, and then we'll get a bit of Shine Bright Like a Diamond, a bit of Ebony and Ivory. It's quite funny. So the idea is that people listen to the music and think, oh, that's nice music. And then they just burst out laughing when they realise what you're doing with the music.
Clearly, the picture you've taken for the publicity was taken in the Wicca Temple in Long Run Meadow. I can see that.
Oh,
of course not. I'm spilling the secrets now. That must have been fun walking through Long Run dressed like that.
It was. We had actually a lot of rain. We managed to catch the sunshine in that photograph, but it was quite touch and go. We could say that we went on location to Angola, but sadly the budget wouldn't stretch that far.
No.
So on location at the temple in Taunton.
Okay, let's get the facts then. You're on at the Brew House?
Yes.
Yes.
On the Brew House.
Yep.
So first show is Friday the 17th of February, 7:45pm. Mm-hmm. And then we've got two shows on Saturday the 18th of February. One's a matinee at 1:30pm. That's suitable for families. And then the evening show, 7:45pm. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, the whole show is actually suitable for children 8 and above anyway.
Yeah.
And the idea is it should be fun. You should laugh. And you should learn quite a lot as well.
I was going to say, the educational side of it, I think, is going to be very useful. Well, listen, Sasha, very good luck with that again, and thank you very much for coming in to share it with us. And if you'd like to listen back to this or post and share, you can do by going to our website to hear my guest, Sasha Herriman, at tonefm.co.uk.